have to hold your
I will. I'm
Will
getting my
you?
pop
'Cause
filter ready
holy
for you.
shit, folks.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just a couple of friends doing a minisode. Things are great.
Things are great. We've been getting a lot of
Greetings.
mail, yeah.
Greetings from Kansas. I've never been here before.
It's my home. I enjoy it a great deal.
I feel like a stranger in a strange land. And yet welcomed.
Yeah, it's been a little surreal being back. It's very different from LA, that's for sure.
That is definitely for sure.
But
But where is it?
that's you're right. It's a different culture. Anyway, so we're not gonna talk about Kansas because it's the most boring motherfucking thing on the planet.
It's very novel to me, but we can, yeah.
Yeah. Rolling Hills, aka Prairie.
There's no goddamn hills.
That's the point, but it's called the Rolling. Never mind. Okay, so let's read some fucking listener mail because I'm over it.
We have so much
We spent a
good.
lot of time in
We
the
had to
goddamn car,
make
let's be
some
honest.
decisions about listener mail this week. We
Yeah.
were, you didn't see any of the choices, but Paul had was like, "Here's a bunch of stuff," and I was
Oh,
like, "We
cool.
need to narrow it down." So we're just a couple of selections of listener mail because we're getting some really good stuff lately. I mean, we always were, but now we have just an embarrassment of riches.
Can I read one?
Yeah, I want you to read this. This came to the Gmail. This is from Caitlin in Texas.
Okay.
Take it away,
Right,
Bailey.
Caitlin. All right, Caitlin.
Sorry, I think I just made a really awful noise when I drug the
That's fine. You're
table.
a witch. All right.
I'm sorry.
Hello, my name is Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. I'm from Texas. Nice. And I
I
lived
already said
in.
both of those things. Go on.
Do you want to read it?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
Okay.
interrupt you. I'm just saying that was
Hello, my name
redundant.
is Caitlin. I'm from Texas. And
Three
I lived
times.
in what one could classify as a cursed town. Okay. In Texas. Interesting. There was a widespread rumor that my neighborhood was built on burial grounds, but I'm not sure how true that is. The town, and especially my neighborhood, was infamous for haunting and deadly accidents. Hauntings
Yikes.
and deadly accidents. Okay. The most significant instance that I have personally encountered was during a severe thunderstorm. I spent the night in my sister's room because she was scared of lightning. We both heard someone whisper, "Burn." And several minutes later, a house down the street was struck by lightning. What? The resident's house caught on fire, and they claim that the lightning was only a few feet from their baby's crib. There was more mundane experiences, such as electronics behaving strangely and figures roaming the hallway. There were actually two separate paranormal shows that came to the town within the same year.
Whoa.
That's insane. Hauntings weren't the only weird thing about this town. The people could be oddly confrontational. I never had a nice teacher, and I never had a friend that wasn't ready to stab me in the back if I got out of line.
Damn.
Whoa, okay. There were also a lot of, quote, accidents. Shit. There were two murder suicides in my neighborhood, and several high school students who died suddenly.
That's so sad.
I'm sure there were more, but I was only 14 when we moved, so I wasn't privy to adult gossip. Shit. My theory is that Bailey's curse has less to do with what he did and more to do with where he was.
Where we are.
Where we are currently. Shit. Obviously, if it was the town, he wouldn't be the only one cursed. What if it has to do with somewhere he lived or visited in his childhood? Well, that's what we're doing right now. That's perfect. Love the podcast. Thanks for taking the time to read. Yes, absolutely. Here's the thing, man. That's where we are. So that's kind of what the where the investigation has led us is
Yeah.
we're trying to check out that childhood stuff. But the thing also is as kind of scary and messed up as Wichita can be. I don't know that everybody here lives in such a cursed state as much as you and your town in Texas. sounds like
that's it really does, scary. Right? That's I would just intense. Say like all that stuff about like the houses burning down and like yeah. that really I don't know, being far away from LA right now where like all the fires like the Thomas fire is like still a thing and like yeah. I don't know, that just made me really scared. Like I feel very I got scared chills leaving. When I read
this sentence that I'm gonna reread.
Okay.
I spent the night in my sister's room because she was scared of lightning. We both heard someone whisper burn and several minutes later a house down the street was struck by lightning.
Someone whispering.
Someone whispered burn.
Oh, talk about haunting my
I'm not into that.
Dreams.
You didn't write this, did you?
Me?
I don't know why this sounds like a short story or something. Or like, I don't know. This is just, it's like too good. I like it.
No, it's okay, from our I'm just friend making sure. Caitlin in Texas.
I see
she put an emoji in the subject line and that makes me like her extra.
Yeah, the subject line says, I lived in a cursed town and then has a
skull and crossbones. Caitlin's a pirate.
Apparently so. Okay, or she's cheekbones. Okay, so...
No, this doesn't read like that at all.
Not at all, not in any way, shape, or
form. Not enough violence and anger.
No.
Oh, cut that.
What else do we need to do?
Oh, I want to read... Okay, so a bunch of stuff has been happening on the Facebook. I'm very excited about it. I'm not going to read it all, but I'm going to read one thing. I'm going to try and keep it limited. So this is from... No. Because the thing about Facebook is people can go read the other stuff.
Marza, this is a mini-sode. Can you hurry it along?
Oh my God. So this is from Isabella, who says, hey, I've been binging on your episodes for the last week and a half. I love them. Great. Again, we recommend that everyone tells their family to binge listen to the show.
And subscribe and rate.
And it review really on iTunes. Because then you don't have to talk about politics over Christmas dinner.
You can talk about witchcraft and Bailey's life.
Like Jesus would have wanted.
Like Jesus would have wanted.
Okay, so Isabella says, or goes on to say, I am currently listening to your episode 6. Bailey, have you listened to episode 6?
No, not yet. No, I'm going to make you listen to it. I want to listen to the whole thing all the way through up to where we're at on the way back.
I don't want to listen to the podcast with you in the car.
What?
I don't want to listen to it in the car. That's weird.
No.
Just listening to ourselves on the road trip back.
Yes. I want to listen to the whole thing all the way through. I want to
No, that's weird.
Why?
That's weird. No, listen to ourselves. I don't want to. I don't think we should.
Okay. Well, then when we get back, I'll listen to it. But no, I'm not caught up. But she's listening to it. And that's all that matters. What does she say?
You guys are all much better than Bailey. Okay. Oh, she says, my guess is Bailey is the witch.
You don't have to yell, Marza. Jesus Christ, we have microphones.
I swear to God. She goes on to say, my guess is Bailey is the witch himself and doesn't know his own power.
That's right.
Also, that he's been keeping and feels weird to get rid of the bad juju items is weird. Like, why is he so attached to them? Why is there such a pull for him to these items? As someone who has been curiouser and curiouser, Alice in Wonderland reference says it feels a bit like Alice in Wonderland-ish to me about the occult. If he really, really wants to keep the items, he needs to get them cleansed.
Mm.
There are many cleansing rituals, purification rituals that he can perform himself, or he can contact someone who will do it for him. I'll write again when I finish the episode.
Well, I mean, did she write again after she finished the episode?
I don't know.
I don't have an extreme connection to these items. It's I'm not a hoarder. Like,
first of all, we brought them with us to Kansas.
We did. They are here, but not because I needed them here with us or anything. You told me to grab them, and I did.
I suggested that it would be good if you did.
You said never mind.
What did I say?
You said anything that could potentially break the curse, bring the items, and I said great, and I did because I'm on the fucking wagon with you right now. Anyway, thanks for the spring rolls. She made us spring rolls. We went to the local Asian market. And now we're eating spring rolls.
They got it done. It was a good little market.
Oh, no, it's really nice. Yeah. They know what they're doing down here in
I was impressed.
Wichita.
Mm-hmm. What is that accent?
Wichita.
That's
it's
not
the
a
local
thing.
Wichita accent.
No one talks like that. That's not a thing or a place.
Wichita. That's how everybody talks down here. You haven't heard it yet? You haven't heard us all?
I guess I haven't
that
been paying attention. I really ought to.
You really haven't.
Soak in the local flavor a bit more.
What else? Did you want to say anything else to Isabella about that?
I love this. I don't really have anything else to
I'm
say.
I'm not the witch. But
you don't think you
thanks
just don't know your own power?
Dude, if I had powers, that would be the sickest.
What
I,
if you
I,
do?
I think about that all the time. I'm like, man.
Okay, I mean, like, I'm gonna like fucking follow this out though, because like, it is all near misses, and if maybe you just sort of have like this haphazard like. Bailey's
cool
face right now is so
cool
stoic.
I'm like, sure, great. That would be rad. That would be fucking awesome. I hope so. That's your answer, Isabella. I fucking hope so.
Do we have anything light?
Ended
funny
on a light note.
An anecdote. We've been together for like over 48 hours straight.
Yeah. This guy was walking down the street and he had. His head was huge and orange, like a Gushers commercial. And I said, hey, man, what happened? And he said, dude, I really messed up. I said, what'd you do? And he said, I met this genie. And the genie said, you get three wishes, right? And so for the first wish, I wish for a Ferrari, and I got a Ferrari. I'm like, oh, that's cool, man. He's like, yeah, it's right over there. And I saw it. It's nice. And he said, for my second wish, I wished for world peace. And I was like, oh, man, that's amazing. Did it work? And he goes, yeah, it worked. Haven't you noticed? Like, everybody's really good to each other. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have noticed. So that worked. And then for his third wish, I said, would you, you know, I mean, that's all really great, but it sounds like the third wish must have been huge, but would you do wrong? He said, well, for my third wish, I really messed up. And I said, yes, it looks like it. What'd you wish for? And he says, I wish for a huge orange head. Minisode.
A bad joke, man.
No, this is a great joke.
Should I end the next minisode with my favorite bad joke?
Yeah,
it's filthy. I probably shouldn't. It's like the only
do you
dirty
do it now?
It's the only dirty joke I know.
Do it now.
It's kind of long.
Then save it. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.